Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
AP Sports, I'm Denny Cab. For the first time since 1982, Americans have swept all four golf majors in the same calendar year. Xander Schauffele prevails at the Open Championship in Troon, Scotland. Correspondent Graham Agars reports.
Schauffele had been quietly efficient all week until the final nine holes when the 30-year-old put his foot down with birdies at 11, 13, 14 and 16 and challenged the field to keep up. They couldn't.
It is an incredible feeling to be up here with the Claret Jug. Today, I felt like I really controlled a lot of it. You know, I kind of grabbed onto it, and there was no chance I was going to let go of it.
The PGA champion secured his second major title with a closing 65, a 9-under par total, posting a two-shot victory over Billy Horschel and Justin Rose.
It took me forever just to win one, and to have two now is something else.
Schauffele's resounding win completed a clean sweep of this year's majors for American golfers, joining Scottie Scheffler and Bryson DeChambeau.
Nick Dunlap won the Barracuda Championship, the tour's alternate event in California. Dunlap becomes the first player to win as an amateur and as a professional in the same season on the tour. He won the American Express in January. A festive day in Cooperstown where Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Joe Mauer, and Jim Leland were all inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame. On the field, interleague play on Sunday Night Baseball featured the Dodgers hosting the Red Sox. Correspondent Mark Myers saw plenty of long balls.
The Dodgers homered six times in a 9-6 win over the Red Sox. One of those came off the bat of Shohei Ohtani, the ball traveling 473 feet as his manager Dave Roberts watched it sail.
It's just hard to, you know, fathom somebody hitting a baseball like that. He did say he got all of it, but it's just, that's where people just don't go.
It was Ohtani's 30th of the season, most in the National League. Freddie Freeman, Teoscar Hernandez, Gavin Lux, Austin Barnes, and Jason Hayward also went deep. Five of the homers were hit off Boston's Cutter Crawford, now 6-8. L.A. starter James Paxton went five innings, three runs allowed, seven strikeouts, now 8-2.
The Brewers skate by the Twins 8-7. Milwaukee catcher Eric Haas hit a pair of homers, including a solo jack in the ninth. That one turned out to be the game-deciding run.
On my way out of the dugout, Murph said, "We need more." Yeah, so that's obviously on my mind, but we trust our back-end bullpen guys, but this the Twins offense doesn't go away. You know, just continue to have good at-bats and make things interesting.
And San Diego hurler Michael King took a no-hitter into the seventh, eventually giving up a run on a pair of singles as he led the Padres past the AL Central leading Guardians 2-1. National League, the Cardinals homered four times to blast the Braves 6-2. Cardinals starting pitcher Miles Michaelis earned the win.
It's definitely a team where, you know, if we're going to go to the playoffs, we're definitely going to see them. You know, that's a great ball club. They got some good players. They got some injuries that they're dealing with. So to come and kind of get them when they're on their heels a little bit, super important.
Rookie James Wood pounded a three-run blast to propel the Nationals past the Reds 5-2 and give Washington a sweep of the three-game set. The Phillies avoided a sweep by their in-state rival, blanking the Pirates 6-0. Correspondent Josh Rountree has the details.
Nick Castellanos doubled and hit his 14th homer of the season, and Tyler Phillips tossed six scoreless innings, allowing just four hits and striking out three, helping salvage the third game of the series.
Big thing about pitching is just throwing strikes, being in the strike zone. That's the only way you're going to get guys out. You know, you got to make them swing the bat. And I think just putting a lot of trust in the guys behind me is been helping me out a lot.
The Phillies are now 63-36. Pittsburgh had a six-game winning streak come to an end. They're now 50-49. Joey Bart had a pair of hits for the Pirates.
Jazz Chisholm Jr. hit the game-winning three-run blast to lift the Marlins past the Mets 4-2. New York falls into a three-way tie for the NL's third wildcard slot. Nine innings, not enough, but the Cubs would eventually fly the W at Wrigley Field. Correspondent David Schuster recaps.
Scoring solo runs in both the ninth and tenth innings, the Cubs rallied for a 2-1 victory over the Diamondbacks. Nico Hoerner was front and center in both frames. His leadoff double in the ninth inning led to a tying single from Seiya Suzuki, and then his bases-loaded walk in the 10th inning won the contest.
And Jorge Soler hit a Coors Field-aided 478-foot home run to center field. That's the longest in the majors this year as the Giants went on to tame the Rockies 3-2. Still to come, an injury scare could pose problems for an American League team chasing a playoff spot. American League, George Springer hit a pair of home runs to help the Blue Jays edge the Tigers 5-4. Tigers rookie Justin Henry Molloy hit his first career grand slam. Seth Lugo threw a complete game three-hitter as the Royals upended the White Sox 4-1. It was Lugo's first career nine-inning shutout.
My mindset of over my career, you know, I've always said I want to play every inning in the game, so finally got to do that today. And that's kind of what I've been saying for years, and actually did it.
The White Sox dropped their seventh straight. The AL East leading Orioles wrapped up their three-game series deep in the heart of Texas. Correspondent Bob Stevens reports.
The Texas Rangers avoided a three-game sweep against Baltimore, salvaging the finale 3-2. Jonah Heim provided the offense, a three-run homer off Dean Kramer, and Andrew Heaney threw five scoreless innings to get the win. Corby Yates got to save his 17th of the season.
The Yankees failed to gain any ground on the Orioles, remaining two games back of the Birds after they drop a 6-4 decision to the Rays. Correspondent Tom Merriam has the details.
Tampa Bay slammed four home runs for the second straight game. Richie Palacios wasted no time in starting the power show with a leadoff homer off starter and loser Marcus Stroman. Randy Arozarena homered off Stroman in the fourth for a 2-0 lead. Jose Siri's two-run shot in the fifth off reliever Jake Cousins made it 5-0. Aaron Judge belted his major league leading 35th homer for the Yankees and came up in the ninth as the potential tying run. But Pete Fairbanks, instead of intentionally walking the slugger, retired him on a fly ball.
After giving up the AL West lead over the weekend, the Mariners avoided a sweep with a 6-4 win against the Astros. Luke Raley hit a three-run homer to fuel the win.
It's very good to see. We need it desperately. So just one of those things. You got to keep showing up to the yard and working hard and, you know, hope things turn around sooner rather than later.
The win may have come at a cost for Mariners star Julio Rodriguez. He was injured after crashing into the outfield wall in a triple by Yordan Alvarez. That triple completed the cycle for the Astros DH. As for Rodriguez, x-rays on his right ankle were taken after the game and came back negative. He'll undergo an MRI next. And the Angels overcame a three-run deficit with a five-run eighth inning on their way to an 8-5 knockout of the A's. On the track, NASCAR was at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and so was correspondent Tom McCabe.
Kyle Larson's strategy was simple but difficult. Move up through the Brickyard 400 field late in the race and be in position to win. And when a caution flag went out in a second overtime, Larson clinched his fourth victory of the year. The win moves him into first place in the point standings, jumping ahead of Chase Elliott. Tyler Reddick finished second and Ryan Blaney was third.
And Tadej Pogacar of Slovenia won his third Tour de France. Denny Kapp, AP Sports.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.